Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Good to be back. Almost a three-week break. I was gone for about 2 weeks in southern Louisiana, helping International Disaster Emergency Service, IDES, with cleanup and just spending time helping people, praying with people. I was able to preach for a church down there while I was gone. Got back and then just took a little while to catch up on sleep and other things. So, but anyhow, good to be back and to share together in these morning devotions. This week we're looking at growing together in love. And we've been looking at different aspects of that, and we will be looking at different aspects of that. Ephesians 4:16 says, "From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." Yesterday's focus in this prayer guide was growing together with grace. And it talked about God's grace helping us to grow together as we recognize it's His grace that helps us to grow in Him. But today we want to talk specifically about growing together with your neighbor, but growing together as neighbors. Romans 15, verse 2 says, "Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up." To think about neighbors, I suspect that the most popular, most common neighbor story is the story we typically refer to as the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus tells the story of a man who was in great need, and only one person passing by was willing to help. At the end of the story, Jesus asks this person that at the beginning wanted to justify himself. The question was, who was a neighbor to this man in need? And the response was the one who showed mercy, the one who helped. And Jesus says, "Go and do likewise." Be that person. And when we think about growing together as neighbors, that's not about who, not necessarily about who lives in closest proximity to you, but it's about living as a neighbor that looks to the good of others, that wants to build others up for their good. Sometimes we find people and we cross paths with people that, well, they think that means we ought to do whatever someone else wants. Sometimes we're that person that reads a verse like that, that each of you should do good for your neighbor according to their need. And you think, see, you ought to do what I want you to do. Then we miss the context. First of all, it isn't about us. But second of all, it's for the good. For the building up. Most parents recognize at some point in the journey that there are things their children want that would not really be for their good. And the same's true in our relationship with others and their relationship with us. That the building up, the things that we do, the things that we provide, the help that we offer, the help that we receive, needs to be funneled through this filter of for the good. Not for the good according to our desires, according to our wants, according to our selfishness, but for the good according to God, according to His Word, according to eternity. When we begin to filter our words, our thoughts, our actions through the mindset of how will this help someone else grow closer to Jesus? Many times the things that we want actually take us away from Jesus. They serve as distractions. They consume our energy, our time, our thoughts. But God's desire is that we grow together as neighbors. We genuinely care for one another. We look for those things that are helpful. We get caught up easily in the things that we believe, the things that we want, the things that we've adopted. And it becomes rather easy to kind of demand that everybody does what I want because it's for my good. Instead of us doing what others want because it's for their good. We're very enamored with proclaiming and demanding our rights. We're not all that good at living submissively. Submissively to one another. God does say to submit to one another in love. And again, it's not a submission of dominance or a submission of harm or submission to sinful activities. But it's that grace and mercy and compassion. One of the difficulties in helping people is, well, we've kind of lost that heart of compassion, that heart of mercy. We've created a culture and a society of skepticism. When we attempt to do good for our neighbors, they're already looking for the catch. And it takes greater effort. As I had opportunity to help with hurricane relief, there were those that simply could not believe that we would help for free. And those that did believe it were astounded. We cleaned up one, cleaned up one property, helped a gentleman and his wife who had been quoted $15,000 to clean all the downed trees that had fallen on his property. It was a good-sized property, but not huge, not overwhelming, and a crew of five of us volunteers had it all cut up and hauled off of his property and to the roadside where it would be picked up in just over 3 hours. You can kind of see where their skepticism has validity. There are people trying to take advantage of them. Another homeowner that, by the time I left, still had not agreed to receiving help. And that was his objection. I just can't believe that you're doing this for free. And that yet did not stop us from continuing at the places where we could. You see, living as good neighbors, growing together as neighbors, doesn't mean we quit when someone doesn't want to be that neighbor. We keep loving, we keep sharing, we keep being the neighbor God calls us to be. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you evaluate how you're doing as a neighbor to all that you interact with. I saw a meme the other day that I found really intriguing. Individual was being asked, are you a Christian? And the response was, I don't know, you'll have to ask my neighbor. Now, I would hope that the person would know. The Bible does give us confidence in our relationship with Jesus Christ. But that aside, I like the idea that if my neighbor doesn't know I'm a Christian, am I really a Christian? Am I building up my neighbor for their good? It ought to show. And I know some people won't comprehend, they won't understand. I'm not saying it's a fast rule that you're not a Christian because your neighbor doesn't think you are. That's not what I'm saying at all. But as we grow together as neighbors, it ought to be in a way that represents Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us work to do. It has been displayed through your grace, through your mercy, through your pouring out of yourself, with the expectation, the desire that we would do the same with others. So, Father, today, help us to examine how we live as neighbors to those that are in physical proximity to us, but also to those that we interact with that may not live close by. Help us to look out for their good, for the things that would benefit them, not simply temporarily here on earth, but eternally. Not neglecting the things that are a benefit today, but not being satisfied to stay at that level. And Father, as we examine that, as your Spirit helps us to see how we're doing, may we continually grow. May we grow together in love as neighbors. May we be more concerned about others, the decisions they make, the reasons they make them, than we are about ourselves and our insistence that everybody does what we think they ought to do. God, help us to be kind, to be considerate, to be full of grace in our words and our actions and our thoughts, so that the way we treat one another would represent Jesus well. And Father, for the skeptics, may we continue to love, may we continue to offer help that is real. And may they see in us, even in their skepticism, that a genuineness that helps them to see you. Father, today, as we consider that story of the Good Samaritan, may we not be so concerned about trying to justify ourselves about that same question being asked, who is my neighbor? But may we focus on being that neighbor. that helps, that loves, that shows you in our life. May our neighbors and those that watch our life know there's something different about us. And whether they recognize it as you, or whether they're just curious about what that is, may we, as your word tells us, always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. May we do so with gentleness and respect. So, Father, today I pray as we grow together as neighbors that we would be very mindful to lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.